A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Now arriving on Cultaholic Island, it's a bus full on Desert Island Graps, choosing their three favourite wrestling matches. This is the first time we have done one of these with so many people in the room. I'm ready for the challenge. I'm up for it. And what three finer people could you have in the room representing Impact Wrestling loud and proud ahead of the UK Invasion Tour? Make lots of noise. It's Mark Andrews, it's Flash Morgan Webster, it's Danny Luna, it's Subculture!
Yay! How's it going, Tom? Thanks for having us.
Mark Andrews isn't quite ready yet. He's still in his car driving to his home.
Currently in the car, about 10 houses away from my house. My driver is going as fast as he can, and my driver is, in fact, my wife. I'm definitely not making enough money to have my own personal driver.
Flash, you are waiting in a car quite patiently. I was hoping that you and Mark would have been in the same car, Flash.
Unfortunately, no. I was actually in a studio, but it has no furniture, was very echoey, and was told by the media representative to leave and get in my car, so I'd be as professional as possible.
Just to complete the set, Danny Luna with us as well. Danny, where are you talking to us from today? Are you in a car or not?
No, I'm in my house. I came prepared. I was on time. Oh, just couldn't go much better for
me, really. Absolute pro. An absolute pro, Danny Luna.
Why, she's the leader.
It makes sense that we start with the leader. So you've all come with three wrestling matches, your favourite wrestling matches from other people, from other promotions all around the world that you would watch while stranded on a desert island. And we're going to go through them one by one throughout the show today. Danny, I would love it if you start the ball rolling with your first wrestling match, please.
Okay. I'm going to start by maybe breaking the rules. But I'll explain myself, and I think you'll think it's okay.
Okay.
I would like to start with the double header of Daniel Bryan and Triple H and the triple threat from WrestleMania 30.
Oh.
And I think that counts because they're the same pay-per-view and they're the story of one match. You can't tell me they're not. If I have to pick one, it is the Triple H one, but I think I can have both.
Well, if that's the case, I'm picking Deadly Games and just doing the entire pay-per-view.
In that case, I'm picking WCW from 1997. Now, so Danny, this is a particularly fabulous bookend to a really special WrestleMania. Why this particular section of matches for your desert island?
So when I first started wanting to be a wrestler, it was as the kind of Daniel Bryan authority storyline was happening. And obviously, like, start to finish, it went on for a good few years. But I thought, even though the WrestleMania technically, I guess, wasn't the culmination, I think it was the culmination. It's where it should have stopped. And I thought that bookended WrestleMania was the perfect, like, build for Daniel Bryan. He beats the guy that's been battering him down in Triple H, and then he wins the big one. And it was the most perfect thing, and the most like, oh, if I can ever create anything this special, like, then that's the best, you know?
You were 10 years old when you started watching wrestling, Danny. What was it that drew you in the first place? Obviously this match, but like, what was it? Was it a family member having the TV on? Was it conversations?
Yeah, so my older brother was really interested in. He's 10 years older than me. So he used to have it on all the time. And then my two sisters could not care less, but I got into it from him in the classic British way of where we just end up staying up until like 4 a.m. before school the next day to watch Raw, you know? And that just kind of went from there. I guess being exposed to it, because he was like 20 when I started watching it too, he kind of knew a bit more about the ins and outs of it than I did. So I felt like I got quite smart to it quite early too, which just meant I felt like I could be a wrestler even sooner than most people, I guess.
And you started training when in 2015 when you were in Gloucester. And what were some of the early preconceptions that you had about wrestling that were that when you walked into that training school for the first time, and how did it fare to what you thought it would be?
I think it's a lot less glamorous than you think it's going to be. I think especially I started training like right as Total Divas started airing. And if anything's going to give you a misconception about what how glamorous wrestling is that show. Because they're all obviously beautiful and tended to their every need. And I was in an industrial estate in Gloucester that was half burned down. But I think it reality checks you pretty quickly. And if anything, it's better to start there because you can only really go upwards. And at the end of the day, like, I got to go every week and I got to wrestle, and that's kind of all that mattered to me. But yeah, it was okay. I think it keeps you humble.
It's always interesting where life could have taken you had wrestling not come along. Flash, you used to be a teacher. So I would assume that that was a life direction that you were going to be pulled in permanently had wrestling not come along.
Yeah, well, I kind of already started wrestling, but yeah, if I'm totally honest, the teaching I kind of went down that route because when it came to British wrestling originally, the only way people could make money off being a British wrestler, you know, trying to get yourself out there, was being on the holiday camps. That was the biggest thing really before the boom kind of took place. And in my head, I was like, okay, what gives me weekends off? What gives me the summer holidays off? Teaching. So that was literally my thought process. I was literally trying to model this career around, you know, the time off so I could actually pursue wrestling as much as I could. And it was, again, I would say luckily enough, by the time I literally graduated to be a teacher, and when I got offered my first position as a full-time teacher, I also got offered PWG Battle Los Angeles. I had to make the choice between the two, and I made the choice for PWG, and I've never had a full-time job ever since. So it's worked out pretty well.
What did the faculty that you were working with make of your decision to go, oh, I'm going to go do the wrestling thing, bye?
A lot of them were confused by it. They were less like, I think you've been, like, one or two of them was a bit like, I think you've been a bit silly, you're a bit stupid. But I bumped into one or two of them since. Championship. I know that a lot of them were like, fair play, you've proved us wrong. And you're smashing this. So I think they were very much like, didn't understand it, didn't get it. But since then, they've been really supportive and kind of, you know, admitted that they were wrong.
Let's do your first wrestling match then, Flash. Morgan Webster, what would you like your first match to be to watch while stranded on a desert island?
So my first match is Eddie Guerrero versus Brock Lesnar from No Way Out 2004.
So why this particular... I mean, it's a golden bit of wrestling. It's a great story they tell in the run-up to it, Eddie beating his demons, and then, you know, that line from Brock Lesnar, you're not fighting the odds anymore, you're fighting me. Oh, it's goosebump central. But what about this match sends it above and beyond for you?
So it's like, I guess it's two-part answer to that, really. And like, the first one is like, I'd start to kind of get smart to wrestling. I knew that they were going to be doing Lesnar and Goldberg in the build-up to this. So part of me was like, he's not winning this, right? I loved Eddie Guerrero. I thought he was incredible. I was like, he's not winning this. And I remember staying up late. I remember we had a half term and I was like, okay, I can stay up and watch this. And I stayed up and I remember as the match went on, I started to think like, maybe he's gonna take this. I was fully suckered in. And then of course we have the little bit towards the end where Goldberg gets involved and then my brain starts going, okay, they're building to this Brock Lesnar match. And then he kind of like, you have the kick out and you think, okay, this is where we're going. And then when he hits that DDT onto the championship, climbs up and hits that frog splash, I remember waking my mother up because I was like, I was screaming the house down because he'd won. Like, that was the moment. I'd been a wrestling fan for ages, but that was the moment I was like, I want to be a professional wrestler. And I kind of had like that full circle moment. And Mark would tell you this. When we won the championships in WWE, we were in the ring and the referee leans into us when we're there in front of our hometown. And they turn and say to us, you can get in the crowd. Mass Mark, before we even said it, I was already out that ring, already in that crowd. And for me, it was like, that was the moment I wanted to become a professional wrestler. And now we are becoming the first Welsh champions in WWE. I'm able to literally recreate that moment with one of my best friends by my side. Like, I got goosebumps. I think it's incredible.
Mark, that moment means so much to you as well. Thank you for joining us, by the way. You're now safely ensconced in your home, as we can see.
I'm here. I've made it, guys.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done. That moment where you guys win the titles at TakeOver Cardiff, with Adrian Street in the front row as well. And as Flash Wong said, your best friend by your side, it tells such a story. How did you and Flash come to meet?
Oh, now this is a story. This is a story, Tom. So I actually first saw a very young Flash Morgan Webster wrestle on the Backyard Wrestling forums. And little did I realize that he was only a few towns away in the Welsh Valleys. So one day when a few years older than me, because I was training at the age of 13, 14, and a few guys a bit older than me showed up, and I was like, who are these guys busting out Blue Thunder bombs and reverse Hurricane Runners and Canadian destroyers? And it turns out it was the Wild Boar, Flash Morgan Webster, and a few of their backyard friends from a new wave wrestling that they used to do up in Ebervale. And I'd been watching these guys on the internet for like a few months beforehand. So you could say I was a fan of Flash maybe just before I had actually met him at training. But from then it kind of quickly became, you know, we would talk on MSN. For any of the younger listeners of this podcast, you won't know what that is. But like a messaging.
That makes me so sad. You know, there's a whole generation that don't know what it is. It makes me so sad.
Gary Luna will explain to you later what that is.
Yeah. So yeah, we're talking MSN, and then, you know, from there I'd see him regularly at training, you know, and our group kind of formed around, I guess, the bond that we all had over wrestling and backyard wrestling as well, to be honest, because I was dabbling in that at the time. You know, when you're that age, there's not a lot of wrestling companies that want to book you in a wrestling match. So I think it actually helped our careers, the more I look back at it now. But yeah, so that's how me and Flash met, along with the Wild Boar as well.
So with that in mind, let's go back and let's pick your first wrestling match, Mark Andrews, for your Desert Island. What would you like it to be?
The first one, and it's an easy go-to, and I think people will expect it from me. TLC 2. WrestleMania 17, Hardys, Dudleys, Edge and Christian. And I was unsure, do I go with TLC 1? You know, do I go for the No Mercy ladder match with Hardys and Edge and Christian? I wasn't sure which way to go. But for me, I think when I was watching WrestleMania 17, I must have been, 9 years old, I think. And that was when I really first started to get investing, getting invested in WWF at the time. Yeah, that was the big one for me. So, you know, I know there's a lot of similar spots from like the year before and stuff like that, but WrestleMania 17 is kind of the best one in my eyes. So that's my first one. I could watch that match forever.
Is there a particular moment from that match that always sings to you?
So, I mean, Jeff's big fall off the top is great, but the camera angle is better from the year before at WrestleMania 2000. So I'm going to go with the Edge spear. Because that's from that match, right? I'm not confusing it with another one. That one's from 17, right? Where Bubba takes the ladder and then he droops back and the big spit. Yeah, that's got to be the spot of the night, I think.
And that's an incredible moment that just stays with you forever. Some of those stories that you tell will stay with you for a long time. That spear coming off the top rope is one of those. Danny Luna, I think the time you were held hostage in a chippy is a story that will keep with you for a long time as well.
How do you know about that?
It was me. No, I'd love you to tell this story because there's road stories don't come any more weird and wild and woolly than Danny Luna's story.
Okay, so
what is this story, Danny?
Please,
do you guys not know it?
No,
you know it better than we do at this stage.
So I was in Preston. It's the only time I've ever wrestled in Preston. I might never go back. and it was me and Nadia Sapphire, I believe. We'd just done a show for PCW. And obviously from Wales, it's like an 8-hour drive or something ridiculous. I remember it taking ages to get there. And we were leaving and we were driving home. And there was a chip shop right outside the venue. And anyone who has been around that area, it's not the best place to be. And it looked a bit rough. I was like, yeah, it's a chip shop. It'll be fine. We go into this chip shop. We place an order and the man walks in behind us and just shuts the door. And we're kind of like, oh, okay, don't say anything, you know, like, don't mess with him. And then he's asking for money from the till, but they're not buying it. They're like, well, what do you want? And they start trying to pay him in like chips.
Smart.
Wrap him up like a battered sausage and chips. And they're like, is this what you want? And he's like, no, give me all your money. And eventually, like, it gets to the point. We've already got our food. We're just stuck in here with this man who's shouting at this poor lady who works in the chip shop. And it got to the point where I think I was maybe 16. And it got to the point where I just had to go, mate, can you just let us out of the chip shop, please? I just want to go home. And then he was like, yeah. And he just opened the door and let us out. And then closed it again and carried on trying to rob him. And we just left.
Some say he's still there that to this day. I think it's an incredible story, and you got chips out of it, and you managed to sneak past a felon with the most obvious employees going, can I leave now? Why didn't other hostages?
I would like to say that I fought for, you know, their justice and defended that poor woman, but I didn't either.
For great honour and for great justice, like the justice that Daniel Bryan had at the main event of WrestleMania 30. That was your first match on your desert island. What would you like your second to be, Danny Luna?
I would like my second match to be, and this might, obviously an incredible match, but maybe just for the promo video alone, which is one of my favourite promo videos of all time, is the Undertaker Shawn Michaels WrestleMania 26, where they do the running up that hill promo video. And my God, the feels, the absolute feels. And obviously it's such an incredible match for those two, and such a culminative moment in each of their careers too. But the whole, like, Shawn Michaels, if I can't beat The Undertaker, I have no career. That's the best. The absolute best.
So out of those two matches, because we get those matches come up a lot, and it is difficult to choose between them because they're both so great. Was it the video package that tipped it over for that one for you, or is there other elements at play here?
I think just the build was so incredible. I think to me, the first match is part of the build to the second match, if you know what I mean.
You can't pick two matches again. This is not how it works.
I'm not. I swear, that wasn't me.
And for my third choice, I would like to choose WrestleMania 15, 17, and 19, Brock versus Austin.
Speaking of major events, Impact Wrestling, the UK Invasion Tour is coming. Glasgow 26th, Newcastle 27th, Coventry 28th and the 29th. This is something that you guys are now, as we can now say, because by the time this goes out, it has been announced. You guys are part of the show as well. We wouldn't have started without you. Turning point, Newcastle 27th is one I'm particularly excited about. Flash, any memories of wrestling in the northeast of England?
Again, I think out of the three of us, I think maybe I've wrestled in the northeast probably the most, but me and the Wild Boar had a great tag match once up in Newcastle, where I did a huge flip dive off this, I want to say, ledge, and was only caught by two people and messed up my foot for about 3 or 4 months. So yeah, that was great. I loved that. That was fantastic.
So I'm glad that Newcastle. Where did you go following that match? Did you go out somewhere in Newcastle? Was it straight to
probably
straight
the
RBI?
I'm totally honest with you. Yeah, hospital.
I mean, the RVI is nice in Newcastle, so there's worse places to go, I suppose. Coming back to Newcastle, I mean, just in general, I think this is worth pointing out to those who are listening overseas. Like, Impact coming to the UK, the fans are something else over here, aren't they?
Ah, yeah, totally. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of people on that UK tour from Impact who haven't experienced it yet. You know, we're just off the back of one of the biggest wrestling events of all time down in London. And what made that event so good, and it was a good event, but what made that event so good was the crowd, was the fact that we are so hungry over here for top quality wrestling, that I know that when Impact come here, in Glasgow, you know, Newcastle and Coventry, the crowd are just going to be absolutely soaking it up and loving every second of it. And I think the Impact wrestlers who haven't been here yet are in for a big surprise, a good big surprise.
Well, I'm ready for my next good surprise, which is going to be your second match. So we've got Eddie Guerrero and Brock Lesnar from No Way Out 2004. What's your second going to be, Flash?
My second match is Amazing Red versus Loki, Road to the Title from Ring of Honor. So for me, this was the first independent wrestling match I ever saw. My friend had downloaded it, maybe illegally on LimeWire, maybe not. I can't confirm that. I can't confirm that or deny that. Might have been Beche, who knows? One of those. But I just remember that, again, loads of people have probably seen this, that opening sequence with the swinging the kicks and the ducks and stuff like that. I think there's been so many people who have tried to recreate that. That spot's over 20 years old now, and I don't think anyone has ever got even close to recreating how good that was. And I remember just seeing it. There were people my size, people who weren't larger than life, and they were doing something that was just absolutely breathtaking. And I remember just looking at this and going, what is this? And my friend being like, it's Ring of Honor, mate. Do you have never heard of Ring of Honor? As my friend Dan, of course, being big wig, probably had seen Ring of Honor all of 10 minutes before I had seen it. But yeah, that is my second choice.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The X Division is something that very much tries to encapsulate that sort of style, and it's something that Impact Wrestling does so well. And you'll see it in action as part of the UK tour. But as well as that, in Coventry, we've got Gut Check. We're going to be looking for a brand new Impact Wrestling star where the winner will get a developmental deal and a bursary to go and train with Impact in Canada. Now, Mark Andrews, you're absolutely the right person to bring in at this point as a former winner of the predecessor for this, which was the TNA boot camp. Reflecting on that experience, what advice would you give to anybody stepping into Gut Check?
I mean, this is going to sound like real vague advice, but stay open-minded with it, because I think a lot of people in wrestling, and this is how I and my fellow competitors from British Boot Camp 2 felt going into that competition, is it's easy to know your role in wrestling and what you are good at. But often with these kind of competitions and these tryout scenarios, you're asked to do more of you, and you're asked to kind of leave your comfort zone a little bit. You know, if you're great in ring but not great on your promos, they're going to ask you to do a promo, and vice versa. You know what I mean? If you're good with your power moves, they might want you hitting the ropes, that kind of thing. So my advice would be kind of like prepare with everything. Make sure you go in with kind of as many feathers in your hat as you possibly can, but to also be open-minded to what they ask of you, and just to give it a go, and to have fun, most importantly, because at the end of the day, everybody has a better chance and a better go at it when they're enjoying it. You know, trying not to go in too intimidated by the scenario, because I know I was super nervous before doing British Boot Camp 2, and the more I eased into it, I think the more it led to my success, to be honest, because it became easier the more fun I was having.
It's all about having fun. And we'll get to your second match on that note, Mark Andrew. So TLC 2 is your first one for your Desert Island. What would you like your second to be?
So similar to Flash, my second match is kind of like one of the first matches I saw, not necessarily from the Indies, but from Japan. So this is a real niche match from, I believe, 2007. And it's from Noah. It is Kenta and Taiji Ishimori, who at the time I was getting really into Taiji Ishimori because he had that sweet superstar elbow. It was like a moonsent elbow drop. It was awesome. It was Kenta and Ishimori against Marufuji and Ibushi. So I think this is one of the first times Kota Ibushi, or one of the only times I believe Kota Ibushi had wrestled for Noah. And they have this absolutely insane tag match for the GHC Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championships. And I've seen it loads of times since then, and I think it just, for me, it holds a place in my heart of like the first time I had seen a match like that. You know, a match with that type of action, that type of athleticism and crazy moves that I'd never seen before, and hitting the hell out of each other as well. So yeah, it holds a very special place in my heart.
Was this a LimeWire job as well, by any chance, Mark Andrews?
Do you know what? At this stage, it might have been a YouTube job, but I definitely didn't pay for it, if that's what you're asking.
I'm just worried if you bump into Kenta, you might owe him some money then for it.
Yeah, owe some of that royalty paycheck.
Whatever the wrestling YouTube version of PRS is, you might have to pay him something. When we talk about Impact Wrestling, we talk about the Knockouts division, which is easily... hands down, one of the finest female-led divisions in the Western world. There is so much good to come of it. And Danny Luna, you enter an eclectic and exciting, pun intended, impactful mix of competitors. How is the pressure when you know that you're going into and you're competing in a division that has such an esteemed legacy?
I do think there is pressure, but there's more just excitement, I think. Because I was very lucky that a lot of the people I met when I went into the Knockouts locker room for the first time, I'd bumped into a lot of them just throughout my career anyway, whether it be in the Indies or whether it be in WWE, like there wasn't too many strangers in there. And I knew that there was such a quality of talent there that no matter how I did, I was going to be okay. You know, they're all so good at what they do and they're all so professional about it that as long as I brought it, I was going to be fine. And that's exactly what happened. And I feel like I've taken to it like a duck to water. And I think they're all such a fantastic group of women and so incredibly empowering of each other too, which is such a nice environment and like such not a stereotypical girls environment. They're all just sick wrestlers that want to have sick matches, and it's the best place for me to be.
And when a division is so when it's so popular and you get so many people coming in and going out on a tour like this, where you've got a small but mighty section of the roster heading in the UK, and you're there amongst Jordan Grace, Deonna Purrazzo, we know Hall of Famer Gail Kim is on the tour as well, among others, does that open opportunity for you to really stand out, knowing that there's going to be less people competing for TV time when you're there?
I guess so. I suppose I also have the home field advantage, you know. Mm-hmm. These are my people at the end of the day. So I think it's really exciting. I think it's exciting. Obviously, we've gone out to Canada a few times now, and now we get a chance to kind of do it on our turf with our crowds, like you said, that kind of know us all very well. And I'm really excited to see how it kind of pans out. Like you said, the talent we've got there, like Jordan Grace and Deonna and Gail Kim, like if this tour somehow ends with Danny Luna versus Gail Kim, I will not complain.
Your third and final match then, Danny Luna, what have we got from you?
Okay, so similarly to Mark, I'm going to Japan too, but I'm going a little bit before, and I'm going to the All Japan Women's Championship, and I'm doing Aja Kong versus Manami Toyota from Queendom 95, I believe. They had about three, but 95 was my favourite.
What makes that one the one that stands out to you the most?
So I think each one gets longer and longer. I think the final one is about an hour and 20 minutes long, which is it's too long. But this second one is a sweet 32 minutes of just absolute insanity. Like, if you think of the year, so it's 1995, and the stuff that they pull out in this match, Manu Mutoa does about 4 missile drop kicks from the top rope to the floor and just is not fazed. Like, I'm convinced some of these people aren't human. And I remember going back, I'd started wrestling by the time I started watching kind of All Japan Women's, and seeing the kind of wrestling that I was not only just being taught, but kind of seeing on TV, and then finding this that was from like 20 years ago, but some of the stuff they were doing was absolutely wild. And to think that that was so long ago, and is somehow like, that isn't what was happening now. But I think nowadays we're starting to get a little bit more mental with it, and it's really exciting. And I think they're such predecessors, and I think no matter how much I kind of shout from the rooftops about it, it will never be enough credit for the amount of effort they put into that division at the time.
They feel like time travelers, don't they?
There's
any way to describe it. We've told the story about how Flash Morgan Webster, Mark Andrews came to meet, but I'm keen to know, and anybody can jump in with stories, great, bad, and embarrassing as you like. How does Danny Luna fit into the subculture mix? How did you guys all come to meet for the first time?
I would like to know when you guys think we met for the first time.
Oh, no. It's a test.
When you
I'd like to know when Mark Andrews met Danny Luna.
I remember first meeting you, this is probably wrong though, when you were training in Kitay's Community Centre, I believe, because you'd come down to train at Dragon Pro Wrestling. You were training up in, was it Cheltenham or Gloucester? I forget which. I was confused those two. It was Gloucester, right? Yeah, you said it earlier in the interview, of course. You came down from training in Gloucester. You wanted to get some kind of better training, and there wasn't a lot in that area. So you came down to Dragon Pro. And yeah, you started training in Kitay's, and then you got really sick. And then I was like, she's good. I'm pretty sure that's the story, right? Or have I confused it?
I think it would have been Attack, would have been where we met.
Really?
Yeah, because I helped out Attack before I started training at Dragon Pro.
Most probably.
I know when it was.
Frog and Fiddle.
It was Walkabout, where you did the tag.
Which, the 5-on-5?
Yeah.
The Jim Legion tag?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a sick show. Yeah, there were loads of people there. I've already, I wouldn't have remembered, sorry. That's awesome you were at that show. What a show. How about you two? How about Flash and Danny?
Yeah, how about Flash and Danny?
Oh, I'm definitely going to be wrong. So I did this autograph signing for my biggest fan, and Danny showed up to I held it at the Isle of Wight, made it really difficult. She swam the channel. It was inspiring, to be fair. And I was like, that girl, she's number two. Put my arm around my mother, and she knew her place then, didn't she, Danny Luna? But no, I want to say that it was at Pro Wrestling Chaos that you came and helped out. And I do believe that you were there with Sid and a few of the others from that area. Is that correct?
That sounds about right.
Okay.
Can I just throw out
when did we become bestie? That's the real story.
Yeah, I remember that. This makes it seem like we like hardly know our tag team partner.
We're
close friends now. It's just that there was lots of bonding over the years after that. I can't remember when we first met.
so we held an audition for a third member of the subculture, and she showed up. She was great.
Yeah. The only one that showed up.
My mother again, but I said, you're too old, Denise, you're too old.
You've mentioned about meeting in training there. And now, Flash, I know you've recently opened a wrestling school in Staffordshire. What was the impetus behind you finally deciding that you wanted to give back and guide the next generation?
So I haven't been secretive about this, but like last year, I came to a point, you know, we'd been released and I was coming off the back of my second shoulder surgery, which had been the hardest rehab I'd ever had to do. And I kind of came out of that. We'd had COVID tapings before, we'd been wrestling in front of nobody. And I'd kind of started to lose the passion for performing. Maybe it was because, again, that rehab had been so hard. We'd gone so long without wrestling in front of good fans, just in front of hardly anybody. And I just couldn't remember why I wanted to do this. But one thing, again, when I was teaching, I was enjoying teaching. So I was like, okay, maybe this is the next progression path that I start to teach. And I started helping out at a school up this way. And over the course of that year, I just kind of got more and more involved. I just saw the passion that these people were showing up and reminding me why they love professional wrestling. And it kind of helped me remind me why I love professional wrestling. And I said as well that we were fortunate enough to defend these Impact Wrestling World Tag Team Championships at some independent promotions, one of them at Pro Wrestling Chaos. And one of the matches that means a lot to me was I was able to do it against Jack Knudsen and Benjamin Hartland, Act Two. And the reason that meant so much to me is they've been training with me for the last 18 months. And they're kind of one of the big reasons why I kind of like started to fall back in love with wrestling. So like kind of seeing them smash it, going out every weekend and then coming to training and putting so much effort in made me kind of want to go back on the scene and you know, hold my end up to the bargain and say, hey, I'm still killing it too. So to be able to give them that opportunity to wrestle for the Impact Wrestling World Tag Team Championships meant the world for me. And it was almost like a thank you for kind of helping me find my passion again.
And I think Impact Wrestling is synonymous with this now. It's they're so open with working with so many other companies. I mean, this UK tour, we know that Wrestle Carnival is a big part of what's happening in Coventry, and North Wrestling in Newcastle is a big part of the of Turning Point as well. And you seem to have a lot of creative freedom, all three of you, when it comes to Impact Wrestling. Is that the case? Because that's certainly how it appears from what we're seeing.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of like they kind of give you a little bit of direction and say, this is what we'd like, but kind of put your spin on it. The fact that we were able to, you know, come into Impact and they didn't want to change anything about subculture, that they loved the music that we were all kind of, you know, influential and kind of like help put together alongside Hot Tag Media, like the logo that Mark created, the music video that we come out to, Mark created. So it's like, again, allowing us to kind of have that identity and keep it and, you know, let our creative juices flow it's been great. And then when we were asked to do a lot of promo videos, again, a lot of it was kind of, this is what we'd like, but you do it yourself. And we were able to pick the locations, able to edit them ourselves and send them over. So we were able to keep our unique identity the entire time.
Let's do your third and final match then, Flash. We've had some bangers so far from yourself. Is the third one a LimeWire special, or is this one that you've watched legally?
So I would have saw this on the wrestling channel, I do believe, back in the day.
Ah, wow. That's a core memory, that is.
AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe versus Christopher Daniels, Unbreakable 2005.
Fantastic. Please. One of the first times that the X Division title took front and center. It was with that match. Where were you when you watched it for the first time? Can you remember?
Yeah, so I was in Mike Hitchman's house. His parents had gone away. We had dragged all the mattresses as far close to the house as we possibly could in the back garden. And we were just watching it and then trying to go outside and recreate some of the stuff we had just seen. So again, it literally was a do not try this at home, pure ignorance, and just going straight outside and trying to recreate what we had just seen.
Was there one particular move that nearly caught you out that you attempted to recreate from that Unbreakable triple threat match?
Oh, the one that we've definitely recreated in the backyard was, I remember getting, so I think we were the only few maybe that had seen this match. It was me, my friend Daniel Probert, and of course, Bo, Mike Hitchman. And the great spot where they do the monkey flip and he catches him with a Hurricane Rana. Now, Bo's always done this incredible package pile driver. And I remember him flipping me over his shoulder and me catching a Hurricane Rana on my other friend. And one of my friends just stood there going, I don't think that was supposed to happen. And I was like, we've worked them. We've worked the yarders. We've done it.
It's a very Welsh response. Oh, I don't think that was supposed to happen.
Oh, that was good. I don't think that was supposed to happen.
Moving on, Mark. Now, we talk about creativity within Impact Wrestling, and you obviously involved with the music that's been happening, because, you know, as many may or may not know, you're in a band yourself. Where are things with Junior at the moment? Obviously the Impact stuff is taking up a lot more of your time, and I how is the music end of things as well?
So yeah, so the band for me, Junior, for me and my bandmates, Matt and Si, has always definitely been kind of like a labor of love and like a passion we've had on the side of all of our individual careers. I obviously had I think I mentioned earlier, but I had a child 7 months ago. So I've got a little baby daughter, and our drummer Si is also expecting his kid very soon as well. So at the moment, it's very much a we're growing up and how much time have we got to focus on the band. I'm not sure how much we're going to be sleeping on people's floors and touring around the UK anytime soon, but I can say that we are in the writing stage for a release that should be coming out next year. So I'm glad that we're still writing music. Next year is our 10th anniversary, our 10-year anniversary as a band. So we'll definitely have some cool things planned for next year. But I think we're going to take the rest of the year off and just carry on writing for now and not plan any big gigs just yet. As you said, pretty busy between Impact, independent dates, and fathering my child as well. So, I won't add any gigs for now.
There's enough going on, I think. Let's do your third and final match then, Mark. What have we got for the last one?
So, my final match, and I'm going to choose this one because I haven't yet watched it to death. So if I was stuck on a desert island, it would be like watching it kind of all over again. But this match is an absolute banger. It opens SummerSlam 2002, Kurt Angle versus Rey Mysterio. I would say maybe the best opener of all time.
Is this the one with the big head scissors over the springboard?
Yeah, it is incredible. The start is so back and forth. I've tried to imitate that start many times in matches and failed because they're just they're superheroes, they're aliens, how they do it. And also, like, I think that those two wrestlers, Rey and Angle, are two examples that don't get considered enough as the best of all time. I think there's a good argument, a real strong argument, that both of them could be the best of all time. They're just very, very unique, so you don't ever think of them in that position, but they're incredible, both of them. Huge fan of both of those wrestlers, and especially that match.
And they can go with any size and any shape of people as well, despite what, you know, their size and shape. It's whoever's in there, you're going to get a banger out of both of them. How much of an influence was Rey on you, Mark? Because I know when you were the Lightning Kid, you wrestled under a mask. Was that an homage to Rey Mysterio, or was that a part of something else?
It was only a homage because in the way that I was very young at the time. I wore that mask when I was like 15 years old, and I'm sure he probably started wearing a mask when he was younger as well. So no, not necessarily a homage to him. However, I think any wrestler like my size or Flash's size or any wrestler that wears a mask, really, I struggle to find anyone, any cruiserweight or mask wrestler who doesn't take influence from Rey Mysterio, because he is the best of all time at what he does. You know, he's just, there's no masked wrestler that can even touch him, in my opinion. And to be honest, there's no cruiserweight wrestler that can touch him. He's nailed it, you know. He's had the perfect career in a lot of ways. And he's ticked every box. He's credible in every country in the world. He's done every style. He's made it big on a televised product in WWE. And he's had absolute, you know, barn burners on the indies and when it was the WCW cruiserweights. So he's ticked every box. And I think he's just, he's a huge inspiration for me. But I think he is for any wrestler who's like my size and my style.
Here's four boxes to tick. Glasgow, 26th of October. Newcastle, 27th of October. Coventry, 28th and 29th of October. It is the Impact UK Invasion Tour. 27th in Newcastle will be Turning Point on Impact Plus. We have Gut Check on the 28th and 29th as well. It's a massive, massive month coming up for Impact. What we're Bound for Glory at the same time as well. Loads going on. So over the moon to have Subculture, the Impact World Tag Team Champions, with us today as well. Before I let you all go, I'd like, if you don't mind, there's a little bit that we do on this show to wrap it up where I say you can go back in time and you can speak to your younger self and offer one little bit of advice that they can take forward. So Danny, starting with yourself, that young Danny Luna walking into that dusty old warehouse in Gloucester in 2015, what tiny bit of advice would you like to give her?
Trust your instinct. I feel like there's a lot of times I stuck around places that I knew maybe I could grow and be better than, but I stuck around out of nicety or, you know, not wanting to put a foot in the wrong place. But I think for the most part, I've always made a decision and then gone, oh, I should have made that decision quicker and maybe I'd have been in a better place. So always trust your instinct. It'll never do you wrong.
Flash Morgan Webb, so we go back in time for you. On one hand, you've got your teaching contract. In the other, it is plane tickets that'll take you to Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. You can give yourself one piece of advice at that particular point in your life. What would it be?
Probably just, you know, sack it off and just go teach geography. You know, it's a lot easier. I didn't even teach geography. I'm lying. I'm an art teacher. Now, if I had to give myself my biggest bit of advice back in time, I think it would be I stayed in trunks for way too long. I should have definitely gone to tights as quick as I could. Sometimes I see it, it's jarring. I was in bikers for a little bit as well, but I think the moment I swapped to those pinstriped trousers was the moment that Flash Morgan Webster, the brand and everything came together. So I would say that's my biggest advice, is get out of the trunks and out of the bikers as soon as possible and into tights.
Get out of trunks as soon as possible. Now, Mark Andrews, before Zach Sabre Jr. can mentor and guide your career, you can go back in time and speak to yourself beforehand and give yourself one piece of advice. What would that be?
I think it would be to go easy on myself. I put a lot of pressure on myself when I was younger. And I think over the years, sometimes that took out the enjoyment, because I put such pressure on myself to kind of perform at a level that I wanted to be at. But it definitely made it harder sometimes before matches. And I think that's kind of stuck with me my entire career. And maybe I would have learned to have more confidence later in my career if early on I'd learned to kind of chill out and enjoy it a little bit more. So yeah, that's my advice.
I love the cross section of chill out a little bit more, go easy on yourself. With Danny, it is trust your instincts and, you know, see where it takes you. And for Flash, get out of trunks as quick as you can.
Stop wearing those shorts, man.
You know, I ain't got the legs. I haven't got those Danny Luna muscular legs. Give me over Mark. That's why she's the leader. She's the powerhouse.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.